Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here with Corey Sandin. Ricky's up in the High Sierras with Dallas this weekend, enjoying some adventure and camping. They had them set up a camper at some beautiful remote spot with adventure and camping up there, and they're camping away this weekend, and I'll bet they're fishing too. What do you think?
Oh, I think so. It sounds like a beautiful place to be this time of the year,
and a
too.
A beautiful weekend to do that,
dude, to pick your spot out and just have adventures and camping, pull up your trailer. Are you kidding me?
I got to do that sometime. But Ricky's hooked on it. He said it's pretty awesome. Yeah. So, hey, great time here with Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, Yamaha Outboards, talking about boating safety, talking about the ultimate outboard trailerable boat, and that is a Parker boat for your West Coast fishing here. Certainly is the one that everybody who knows wants, a Parker boat with a Yamaha outboard. There's no question about it, for sure. And you want to get through? We have some lines open, right, Corey?
Yes. Hey, we're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth, and what better boat to be on? Either that or the Liberty with Taro. You know, I think I'd rather be with Boog, to be honest with you.
Well, they're both, it's a tough choice.
I know, right?
Go catch some yellowtail, some tuna.
Absolutely.
On that full day trip.
And we have an open line. Give us a call at 833-288-0973 for your chance to win a trip on the full day trip.
Yeah, let's find out what's biting on the water right now.
Let's do it. Sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle, full deli, Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters. When it comes to freshwater tackle, and trust me, I made a couple trips out there to see Gene, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full line of freshwater tackle and light bait for a great day on the lake, or El Salto. Dana Landing right across from SeaWorld, right next to the Dana Launch Ramp, and East County Bait and Tackle right at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com. And like you said, you can get the Fisherman's Processing spices and rubs
right there at Dana Landing. And you know, you mentioned ECBT, East County Bait and Tackle, for your freshwater needs. Their crew over there is so knowledgeable. And if you're making a trip, whether it be El Salto or whether it be local local lakes, they have
everything
in that store, right?
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
It's the ultimate freshwater destination. And they have saltwater stuff, too.
And if they don't have it, Gene will get it for you.
Yeah, exactly. And he knows what to get for you, too. Let's go ahead and talk to our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete and Corey and Kevin.
Hey, how are you?
So far?
Yeah, good. Your ears must be burning. We've been talking about Pacific Edge bait tanks on Parker boats.
How could you not?
Yes.
Oh, we love it.
Tell us about the new one.
Oh, that little well that we did for, you know, the first one we built for Billy Kay, and then we're building starting to build some for stock. And got to show you one here. I saw it on
Billy's boat.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's Ricky already ordered one.
For the corner?
After we were talking about last week, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it'll be interesting to see. You know, I got to check a 25 to see if the dimensions are the same, and if not, we might have to make just a little filler piece that the unit sets.
Yeah, it's a little bigger.
But, yeah, well, we'll figure that out.
Oh, Billy Kay has one on a 23?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's on 23.
Yeah, looks nice.
Yeah.
Really looks nice.
Cool.
Yeah, Mark did a
awesome.
Great job.
Yeah, we're getting good reports on that.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. But, hey, guys. Been another great week for the private boat fleet here in Southern California, especially Parkers. Parkers are everywhere, of course. And, man, there's a lot of fish around. And we've seen some substantial changes, though, in the water structure. Some are good, some not so much. So we'll see how that all shakes out over the next few weeks there. At the outside island there, San Nicolas, there's been some good sand spit signal on the sea bass and yellows. And, you know, when that stuff gets out there on the sand spit this time of year, it's usually kind of a sign that sea bass fishing in our area is winding down. It seems like it's kind of migrating out through that area, but there's there was some good fish in there. Still lots of cods and lings, of course, at San Nicolas always. At Santa Barbara Island, lots of yellows there, mostly around the back, stretched along that boiler ridge. But between that bad bottom on the ridge and too many seals, it is a tough place to fish, but there's a lot of fish there, guys. At Catalina, without a doubt, some of the best fishing in years at that island. I mean, absolute tonnage of yellowtail there of all sizes. There's some of that school-sized fish scattered around all over, which is good because they're catchable. And then mixed in with that is some of that tanker grade that's maybe a little bit less catchable. A lot of fish over 30 pounds are at the island right now. There's also still some good sea bass fishing for the guys willing to focus on them and put the time in on them. A little different deals this time of year. Most of it's nighttime there, but they're definitely around. And then the calico bass fishing, I mean, it's crazy how off-season when you're fishing that island, you swear sometimes there's not a calico bass living there. They just don't bite. And then when conditions straighten out, man, it's just game on over there. I mean, it's amazing bass fishing, which is great to see. The population appears to be doing okay at Clemente. Still some bait in the cove with white sea bass and yellows on it. There's also too many black sea bass interfering with the bite, and too many seals out there also. It's kind of a tough place to fish, but there's definitely fish there. And then offshore, that water's really been moving around. The bulk of that tuna fishing slid down the beach, you know, down inside there. They're fishing, you know, below Ensenada, that 1140 finger. Still good fishing, but, man, that's a road trip in a smaller boat. But breaking news, Danny just checked in with me, Danny from Fish Dope. He had just checked in just a couple minutes before we went on the air with reports of the guys seeing fish again between Pyramid Head and the 43, some of that Ooh. Upper area here, our backyard, literally,
Great.
Is starting to look good again there. It really kind of dried up there for a little bit. And then the biggest news of all, without question, near and dear to my heart, it's officially marlin season. The first one of the season was caught here a few days ago.
Wow.
Nice. Okay. Where was that, Mark?
Game on. I think right there by the Coronado Islands.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. That's fantastic. Hey, Mark, I got a question for you about San Clemente Island. I mean, there's you look at the closure schedule for the Navy right now, it is like locked tight here for the next week. Is there something going on we need to know about over there?
You know, not that I know of specifically, Pete, but you know, I had the opportunity to actually be on that island 6, 7, 8 years ago. I spent a weekend on the island and talking to the guys and seeing all the stuff that they're doing, and they said that the Navy can do 95% of their testing of equipment and personnel and procedures that they do. 95% of what they do, they can actually test at San Clemente Island. So it's a really important thing to them. So they get these bigger exercises scheduled. And, you know, I'm sorry, they just don't care that we want to go catch some fish.
Yeah, yeah.
So about.
And then you look at those schedules, how accurate are those schedules? I mean, when they show in Pyramid closed for 5 days, is that pretty much set in stone, or is it kind of a day-to-day thing?
Well, that's kind of a touchy subject because as somebody who fished that island a lot and a lot of time, you know, push the parameters on where you're supposed to be and when you're supposed to be there, sometimes, you know, you can, you know, maybe sort of be someplace you're not and not, you know, risk getting blown up, but I would not suggest it.
Yeah,
I really okay. wouldn't. You know, when they want you out of an area, they want you out. They don't want any private boat or sport boat or commercial boat interference in there.
Yeah,
and you know, but we were chased out of there one night when we were told not to go in there, but the wind was blowing, and they had a cruiser down about 10 miles below the island, firing whatever they fire, 10 or 12 inch shells or something, in the Pyramid right over our heads.
Wow.
You don't want to be there. I had that happen one time with Mike Gogger on the boat, and it'll pucker you up.
Yeah. Yeah,
you'll know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, you want to, and you don't want to interfere, like you say. It's very, very important strategic information that you're dealing with there. So definitely follow that schedule, and you can access actually all that on fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. Hook up now is your $20 code. All that information, all the good information from the guys at fishdope.com, including connections to that closure schedule and more. And that's fishdope.com. And Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by that big Chevron station. And the phone number at the shop is area code 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And new pictures going up all the time of both new tackle things that we're doing and new bait tank things that we're doing.
Fantastic, so, Mark. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it. Hey, that was fun.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
Hit the wrong button.
Yeah, that's all right.
Sorry,
hey,
Mark.
We'll have to get it back from. Hey, all the way from Bolsa Chica to Nettinger, all the way to Mission Bay, beautiful Mission Bay. It's C4 Sport Fishing. How's it going, Marcos?
That's going all right. I better be quick with this so you don't cut
right?
me off.
Yeah, watch out, all right?
Fast button there.
Well, I'm pretty sure like you got a good idea there that it's summertime now, and the fishing is kind of reflecting that. Still very good fishing all around there. Those half-day boats. Still a lot of very good bottom fishing in the morning. Starting to see a little bit of bass, occasional yellowtail in the morning there. The afternoon, on the other hand, very good calico bass fishing. And then those twilight trips, actually, we've probably had the best calico bass fishing on those twilights, so definitely check those out. And check the website, schedules up there for those morning, afternoon, half days. So those twilights are running Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Lots of good fishing on there. You have a little bit more time, and you want to go after some yellowtail. The San Diego and our other full-day boats fishing the islands there, very good yellowtail fishing down there. And I know the last couple of days there's been a lot of pressure down there with a lot of boats going down there. But highlight of the week was Tuesday, 254 yellowtail for the San Diego, along with 15 bonita and 10 barracuda, which is what we want to see it this year. And like we've talked about before, I mean, limits of yellowtail on the full day was unheard of, you know, 10 years ago. And it's just you're seeing a lot more often now and very good fishing all around there. So definitely check those out if you have a little more time. If you have even more time, those overnight trips. So seeing some bluefin on there, yellowtail, occasional yellowfin. We've seen a few Dorado this week, too. So that kind of gives you an idea of how things are going. And we just had the Pacifica call in just a couple minutes ago. And so far they have four. Is that bluefin? Yeah, four bluefin on the boat in that kind of 20 to 40-pound range. They got a few more hanging right now. So they are just kind of continuing the trend there, catching those bluefin. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have our half days up there, our full days, those overnights and day and a half. So we got some longer trip schedule throughout the year here. Lots of opportunities to go fishing right now, guys. The weather's great. So definitely check that out. Make your reservations there. If you want to give us a call down at the office here, 619-224-3383. Be more than happy to find a trip for you guys and get you guys out there fishing.
It's supposed to be a beautiful week of weather this week and time to go fishing. It sounds like fishing is turning around and bouncing back, that tuna fishing and the yellowtail fishing and all that. So good week to go fishing. Head on to C4 Sport Fishing, and thanks for that, Marcos, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. We definitely won't cut him off with that good
report,
right?
Absolutely not. Yeah.
We'll
make sure he's done there. Yeah.
Definitely good stuff. Hey, the report is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water, you have not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it in the water. Just one of the several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com or get their affordable products at San Diego Marine Exchange.
Yeah, they have them right there on the rack at San Diego Marine Exchange. They even have a demo of that oil and fuel detector right on the counter there at San Diego Marine Exchange. So
right there on Shelter Island.
That right there on Shelter Island. Be sure to check that out. Hey, you want to get through, have a chance to talk to Kevin? Here's your chance. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. You have a chance to win that full-day trip on the San Diego.
And
so
talk about the awesome yellowtail fishing he's had this last week.
Oh,
and
boy.
I know with the weekend boat pressure, you know, the count's dropped a little bit, but that'll pick right back up the beginning of this week with the lighter boat pressure and legitimate-sized fish, too, huh?
I was over there on Wednesday on field research, and I don't know that I've ever seen that many boats. And the wind was blowing. That was the day that horrible south wind was blowing.
That coastal eddy.
Yeah, it was a weird deal. I mean, it was blowing good. But there were still tons of small boats out there, and people were catching fish. Barracuda, big bonita, calico bass, and yellowtail. We had a dozen, and it was not wide open like it has been, but it's pretty darn good fishing and nice grade fish, 10 to 15 pound grade yellowtail.
Beautiful
fishing.
Size.
Yeah.
So. Legitimate. It's crazy because you're talking about that south wind and that little coastal eddy. That was a legitimate low if you saw it on the radar. It was a legitimate low. It wasn't just your standard, marine layer coastal eddy.
Yeah, and
I
should have paid attention and just went the next day, which was flat calm to Thursday, right? But, you know, I thought, well, come on, there's not going to be a low in July, right? Are you kidding me?
I'll guarantee you.
Well, there was.
When you were out there in that weather, you saw some parkers for sure.
Oh, there was a bunch of them. They were all over the place.
Yeah, yeah, swarming.
Yep, for sure. They're swarming the Southern California.
And they're multiplying.
They're multiplying, which is good, right?
Yes.
We like that. 833-288-0973. You can get through right now. Let's jump into it, Corey.
Let's talk to Randy. Randy's calling from Costa Mesa this morning. Good morning, Randy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Pete, Kevin, and Corey. How are you today?
Very good, and Randy.
Hey, Kevin, I got a couple questions on the bigger boat, the 28, and I'll take the answer off the air. But first of all, does that come with any kind of a head other than, you know, just the standard Feeberth head? And then second of all, what would you power that boat with?
Good question.
Yeah, the current 2820, you power with twin 300s. And it does not have a separate head with a door. It's up forward, you know, in the V-berth area.
Could you customize it?
Hang tight.
It could happen.
It could happen. There's
something in the works. Is that what you're saying?
You know, maybe. There's a 2830. That they've been talking about for years. And it just is, I've seen drawings of it, and it does have a separate head. And who knows, maybe this year is when they'll introduce it. They don't tell me anything. And
then they just bring it and say, sell it, right?
Yeah, yeah. And yeah.
How long have you been a Parker dealer?
9 years.
9 years.
Nine
yeah.
good years.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that 2830 might come.
They might come.
And they might surprise us.
What a beast. Yeah.
And now with the new owners of Parker, now it's called Parker Offshore, you know, they've had a cash infusion, and maybe it'll come sooner than later.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
They've been working on it, and it's just been back burner for a lot of years.
Now,
that would solve a lot of issues. With that 28,
yeah.
Have an enclosed head. Mom wants an enclosed head.
Yeah, for sure. So now you were mentioning the twin 300 on that 28. Yamaha now makes a 425, amazing engine. Is there any Parker that 425 fits? Is there any call for that?
It could conceivably fit that 25.
The 25, yeah. A single.
A single should work on that 2520. And in a dealer meeting last year, Parker was, we asked that question, and they said that they were going to do their due diligence and do
try it on that. I think it'll be a rocket ship.
Yeah,
right?
see how Woo! It worked.
I couldn't imagine.
What an amazing
engine.
Because it's about the same weight as two 300s.
Oh, it's that heavy, huh?
It's
200s.
200s. So
what a beast.
Yeah. And, you know, one big engine.
Too small.
It should work.
But you know what's funny about, let's talk about that for a second, twin engines versus single engines. There is an advantage to having the two engines. And it's not just a safety thing, but you get more of a balanced power output on the boats, right?
Yes. And it's more maneuverable when you're, you know, at slower speeds and docking.
Docking, yeah.
With the two engines.
Yeah.
But a single engine, you know, it's only one engine to maintain.
Right, and that's a key, right?
Yeah. And then it goes, you know, with two engines, you think you're going to have that safety factor. Well, in reality, most issues arise are fuel issues.
Right.
And you're pulling out of the same tank, and you're both engines are sucking the same fuel.
Right.
Going through the same filter.
Well, they each have separate filters.
But the initial,
they're stuck in the same fuel.
Right, yeah.
And really, most of the issues that we see are fuel-related.
Fuel-related.
And water and ethanol-related.
Oh, really?
So, you know, unless you hit something with one engine, then you have the second one.
But reality is, I mean, we're fishing coastal waters. There's enough people around, and there's Coast Guard and vessel assist and such like that to take care of you.
Yeah. And it's a Yamaha.
And they just don't have an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, our next San Diego County Ford Dealer remote broadcast is Saturday, August 3rd. It's coming up in a couple of weeks here at North County Ford in Vista. Now, that's your next chance to qualify for the big grand prize. either by random draw or winning the Shimano casting contest. It's a trip for one on the Royal Star fly down, fly back trip from Mazatlan in January. I'm going on that trip. Can't wait. And that includes round-trip tickets from Los Angeles to Mazatlan on Alaska Airlines. Hey, be sure to click on the Alaska Air banners on the front page of letstalkhookup.com for more details on all the great Alaska Airlines destinations. And you can also win a trip on the Blackjack. That's that great boat, four-pack, six-pack boat out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. AFCO and Hydro's foul weather gear, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses, a ton of stuff is going to be given away, too. All you need to do is just show up. We have Nomad lures, AFCO clothing, we have Shimano lures, and a lot more great stuff. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details, and see you Saturday, August 3rd at North County Ford in Vista. That's just off Highway 78 in Vista. And we'll have Mr. North County on that show, Ken Corwin from Ken's Custom Reel. So that's going to be a really, really good time. Let's go all the way up to Angoon, Alaska right now and talk to our buddy Captain John from Whalers Cove. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning. It's a nice day here. It's been raining overnight, raining a couple of days. So
that's good news.
That's good news. It's going to bring some fish in. But I've got a fish story for you. You know, Dick and Sharon, they are the founders of the lodge, and they were out fishing yesterday. They kind of went into a unusual place. They just wanted to have some quiet time down by Chaik Bluff, and they started trolling in 115 to 120 feet of water with their downrigger out at 45 feet. First, they caught a 27.5-pound king salmon, chrome bright.
Ooh.
Then they caught a keeper lingcod on the troll.
Woo!
And then they hooked a 100-pound halibut on the troll.
Holy mackerel.
They let it go, but they were just fishing along the kelp bed, enjoying the day, catching crazy fish.
That's an awesome story.
Is that in a day?
That's a great story. Good for them.
Yeah, and we've had some other terrific fish. We had several over 100 this past week. I awarded a 2-for-1 certificate to a guy who released a 65-inch yesterday.
Wow.
And, of course, you know, we've been getting all 5 species of salmon, which is hugely rare, but we did it 3 times in the last 4 days, where we had king salmon, coho salmon, sockeye salmon, chum salmon, and pink salmon at the dock at the same day, on the same day.
That's crazy.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy. There's been a lot of sockeye this year. The hard part about that is really recognizing that it's a sockeye, because most people aren't used to catching them out in the salt water, and you have to really know what you're looking for, and our captains do. So, you know, when we catch one, it's really cool to, you know, tell the customer and say, hey, look at this. This is a sockeye, and when you cut it open, it's just beet red.
Yeah,
and you know, I know no other place can do that. You know, this is just really a unique place, and the water's been nice up here, and we're still on a super hot halibut bite. Yesterday, we went and gosh, we released at least 20. You know, just going for a little bit bigger and
wow,
and you know,
trying to win that 2-for-1.
Yeah.
Which is something that's cool about Whalers Cove. So every week, the largest halibut released. Which, of course, they have a slot limit in Southeast Alaska for keeper-sized halibut. But you get rewarded for catching a big halibut at Whalers Cove Lodge because you get to come back for free with a friend, right?
Right. It's actually twice a week. We have a 3-day segment and a 4-day. We do it on each segment. So
wow.
If you're on a 3-day and you release it, then you get a 2-for-1 for a 3-day. If you're on a 4-day, then you get 2-for-1 for a 4-day.
So, and that's worth thousands of dollars. Yeah, that's worth thousands. But it's such
we're the only one. We're the only lodge that does.
So,
and it's really, really unique.
Yeah. So crazy thing, John. I was, we have our Katmai Lodge trip going on right now. Harold Davis is hosting it. It leaves today to Katmai. He said in Anchorage yesterday it was 78 degrees. The day before it was 90 degrees in Anchorage, Alaska. So I know you've had that heat wave down in Southeast, but it sounds like it's finally over and you're getting the much-needed rain that needs to come to get those fish up the river, right?
Oh, yeah. And the fish are coming. It seemed like they were a couple of weeks late. So by the time you get here, it should just be full-on, hardcore, catch coho, catch halibut. And for the guys coming on your trip, bring some jigs. We've been doing a lot of halibut fishing with jigs, and it's been a lot of fun also getting cod, getting rockfish, the occasional salmon. You know, there have been several salmon caught on the circle hook while halibut fishing. Just crazy things happening this year. Good thing.
So, you know, John, what kind of jigs are you recommending?
Pretty much anything. If you want halibut, you could go with a standard lead head. You could go with a Point Wilson dart. That's what I use on my boat. I've got a lot of them. And, you know, I go down to the bottom. Also, the butterfly jig is really a good one if you're targeting coho. If you've got a larger butterfly, you can get down and get those rockfish and get the halibut. But pretty much any jig is going to work. You just have to take a look at how deep you're going to fish and how big you need to have to get there. Yesterday, I was at Russian Reef just enjoying the heck out of that place with my guests, and they were dropping jigs, and we were going through the terrain. It was 40 feet deep, and then it would drop to 100, then 150. You know, it's steep there. One of my guests got a really nice red-banded rockfish in the deep. So as you drift off the deep, you keep letting line out, trying to stay close to the bottom, and you might come up with a yellow eye. You might come up with, you know, a halibut. You just never know, and that's why the jigging is so much fun, and more and more people are starting to get into that. But
yeah,
usually I'll jig at least two or three times during my, you know, when I have a guest on my boat. We'll go for rockfish and also halibut.
So much fun.
See what we can pull up.
It's so much fun.
Because it's action.
Yeah, it is. It is amazing action. You can catch some giant lingcod, too, on those things, too, when you get them, too, right? You got to let them go, but it makes for a great picture. Hey, John, great to hear you from Whalers Cove Lodge. Sounds like things are happening, and it's such a great place. Of course, you have that new kayak program for those that want to do the kayak fishing and so much more. Spots available here and there this year, but not too early to book for next year, right?
No, we're already booking for next year and 2021. So if people want to get in, they better call soon, because next year is really getting booked up. And I'm not kidding. You can call Jay Brendel at 1-800-423-3123. That's 1-800-423-3123. And check us out online, whalerscovelodge.com. That's whalerscovelodge.com. Go to our YouTube channel and our Facebook page. Check us out. Come up here. It's a trip of a lifetime.
It is indeed. I agree with that. Captain John from Whalers Cove Lodge, thanks for that report. We'll talk to you next week. Appreciate that very, very much. Now, let's talk about jigging at Whalers Cove Lodge. And if you're going to Alaska, one jig that you need to take is the MC Slug Glow in the Dark. Is it the 9-inch?
It's an 8-inch slug.
8-inch slug.
Yeah. Now, how heavy of a lead head do you and Rick?
12-inch, 12 to 16 ounce. 12 ounce, yeah.
Yeah.
It depends on how deep you're fishing, but 12 to 16 ounce. And you rig that thing. I caught near world record lingcod last year.
Yeah, crazy.
Thing.
I saw the pictures on the Instagram.
I mean,
huge.
And a lot of them, too.
Yeah.
And halibut eat them, and the rockfish eat them, but that slug. You wouldn't think. You look at it, it's just a piece of plastic, right?
But no matter what size you're using, a 5-inch or a 4-inch slug on a little quarter-ounce head, or whether it's a 5-inch on a half-ounce head, when you're right, they look like nothing. They look like they're not going to do anything. But when you put them in the water and you flick the rod tip up and let them swim back down, the darting action is kind of like
the attraction.
Right? It is, yes. That's what triggers the reaction bite for sure. It works on bass, halibut, and like you're saying up in Alaska.
Yeah. Lingcod here, lingcod up there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, halibut. Yeah.
That's crazy. So,
and you can get them, right? I mean, are they available?
Yeah, absolutely. All the shops
have them.
And
it doesn't necessarily have to be the glow in the dark.
No, but the glow in the dark and the deeper water, it just adds that extra.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like all the flat falls with the glow. It just adds something in that deeper water. It definitely does.
8-inch MC slug.
It is, yeah. Thank you, Pete. Yeah.
All right, you bet. All right.
Right? Hey, we're gonna have more about that. We're gonna have more from Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. We're having a great time. In fact, we have an open line. 833-288 800-800-0973. Give us a shout. We're giving away the full-day trip on the San Diego. We're going to be right back with Let's Talk Hookup. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice on 97.3 The Fan.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible 2.5 to 75 horsepower four strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
How smart is your smart speaker? I'll tell you. It's smart enough to stream The Fan. Just say, play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Been a busy morning, Pete.
Indeed it has. You want to get through, 833-288-0973. Talk to Kevin about Parker Boats, Yamaha Outboards, or how about just fishing?
I like it.
Yeah, let's talk fishing. Let's go ahead and jump in the phone.
I know somebody wants to talk fishing. That's Mike from Phoenix. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Hey, my question would have been for Rick, but he's not there. But I'm bringing a rookie out on Friday night. We're going on the Condor, and he needs to rent gear. Do we need to call in advance and rent that gear, or can we do that when we get there?
It never hurts to call in advance and just make sure they have what you need, especially on a Friday night, a weekend, heavy pressure. If the bigger fish are biting, they might run out of talikas there. It's a possibility. But never hurts to call Fisherman's Landing, which is where, of course, the Condor runs out of, and reserve that for sure. And they'll have all the right gear for you. They'll be able to set you up and get you taken care of, Mike.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Thanks for calling us on from Phoenix, Arizona. Of course, listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app, which, by the way, if you haven't downloaded the Let's Talk Hookup app, it's available for free at the App Store or the Google Play Store. I know a lot of people, Kevin.
Greatest thing going.
And that's an amazing app. Easy to use. You can take it with you wherever you go.
From all around the world.
Yeah, for sure. Indeed. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to John. John's calling from Upland this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, John.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Great.
Good. Yeah, I was calling about the fish report. I was on the Tomahawk. I think we left on an extended day trip on July 7th. And we were literally surrounded by these bluefin tuna. I mean, there was five or six foamers all around the boat, and we could not get one to bite. It was crazy.
They were playing bluefin tuna.
Frustrating.
Yeah, it is frustrating. Yeah. But, you know, eventually that stuff's going to come around and start to bite a little bit here. We hope, right?
And it did before the moon and then up to the moon. It did. It shut itself.
I don't know what the moon just, like, shut everything down.
Yeah, and then the backside of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The backside, yeah, which is interesting.
Kind of. That's the beauty of the ocean, John, and that's why we love it. And that's, you know, getting to see that bluefin show, I mean, that's true. I mean, I say it every week I'm on the show. It's historical, man. This is some incredible stuff right in front of us.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always want to bite, but... Man, when you're talking that volume of bluefin in our backyard, it's a beautiful thing.
It's crazy. Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phones.
And they are jammed and absolutely lit up to the hilt. Let's talk to Pete. Pete's calling from Canyon Lake this morning. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I was just curious for your guest, what is the largest parker a person can buy that would still be have an 8.5-foot beam or less? And or what does it take to tow something over 8.5-foot beam?
The 2320 is the largest 8.5-foot beam, standard size. When you get up to the 25s, whether it's the center console or the pilot house or the walk around, they're 9.5-foot beam, and you need a wide load permit for that. Now,
involved in that? I know a lot of people tow those boats all over Southern California.
They do.
Yeah.
And I do. But you're supposed to have a wide load permit. It's a fill in the paperwork on the Caltrans website. Give them your information on your vehicle, your tow vehicle, the boat, and pay them the $90 per year, and they get a permit. Yeah, and then you need to have the wide load sign along the back of the boat and flags on, four corners of the two on the boat, two on your car.
That's how
it's supposed to be.
Supposed to be. Yeah. So when Kevin Kelly's towing a 25,
you haven't seen me do that.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen you do that. I see you go down the highway, and I don't see any wide loads on. I don't see any flags. I don't see any permit.
Yeah, you don't see me doing that.
Yeah. Okay. So
yeah, it's
then there's people like you that do that all the time, and there's never been an issue, right?
No.
Yeah. Not saying, but the law is the law.
The law is the law.
That's the law. And we're not encouraging to break the law. We're just saying that.
But you do need to have a bigger vehicle to tow that 25.
Like how big?
Well, 3/4-ton truck.
Okay.
You need the spring capacity and brake capacity of the truck itself.
Yeah.
Although the trailers all come with surge brakes, but they just don't have the muscle.
Is it a triple axle trailer?
On 28, you can get them with heavy-duty duals or a triple.
On the 28?
On the 28.
On the 25, too?
No, the 25 is all double axle.
It's all double axle. Yeah. Okay. All right. Wow.
That's funny you mentioned that about the trailer. I have done way more work to my trailer than I have the Yamaha and the Parker. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. The trailers, they get dunked in that salt water, and then they don't always get rinsed off right away. But it's a kiss of death to anything metal. Yeah.
I rinse mine off. In the beginning, I had a darn yard sprayer that I would put water in and spray it down and take 5 minutes, after I launched. And it didn't seem to do it, Kevin, honestly.
Yeah, it seems that it's inevitable. It's going to happen.
It
right?
is.
You know, Pete, I got to tell you, though, that 23-20, if you don't want to go 9-6 and you want to stay with 8-6 beam, that's a lot of boat.
That's
and
a
you
lot
can go
boat.
Anywhere you need to go in Southern California.
You know what's interesting, though, too, is the deck, the working deck aft is the same length on the 23-20 than it is on the 25-20.
Yeah.
The same length.
Same length.
Uh-huh, 108 inches.
What's...
But the 25-20 is wider by 7 or 8 inches.
So where does the extra 2 feet come into play? Is it in the cabin?
In the cabin.
Inside.
In the cabin on the 25-20 is bigger. Yeah. You sit 4 people inside dry.
Okay.
But that 23-20, why it's so popular, I think, is because it has a huge, absolutely huge deck space for fishing.
And you can put a big bait tank
on
there?
And you still put a big bait tank in there and fish 4 or 5 guys.
Yeah. What are the dimensions on Ricky's boat? Because Ricky's boat is a dark, it is a center
boat.
Console on steroids.
I don't know.
25?
Well, it's 9.5-foot beam.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's a monster.
Yeah. It's
a beast.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Pete. Appreciate that. That does free up 833-288-0973. Let's jump back into it.
Let's talk to Matt. Matt's calling from Glendora this morning. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. My question's for Kelly. I was wondering on the ethanol fuel, do you see the inner liner, the fuel hose getting eaten away, and also how often do you recommend replacing the boat fuel hoses? Thanks.
Good question.
Good question.
Yeah, Matt, thanks a lot for the call.
On the ethanol question, what?
Yeah, hoses. Eats away the hoses.
You know, they've changed all that stuff nowadays, and it doesn't have an effect on current production boats. That was on older boats that were, you know, had fiberglass tanks like the old Bertram 31s and stuff. But right now on the newer stuff, all the hoses have been...
Not an issue.
Yeah, they've re-engineered.
What about
the
fuel tanks? Are they metal? Are they aluminum
still,
fuel
they're
tanks?
Aluminum fuel tanks, and they're baffled, and they're also Coast Guard regulations 5 or 6 years ago required airspace on the top, so you can't fill them all the way to the very top. You know, as far as any corrosion goes on those, they are coated nowadays with a polyurethane coating. And then they're, you know, put in the bottom of the boat and foamed in place.
Okay.
And
built. The Parkers are built right. That's the key.
And you know the water or the ethanol in the water, or the ethanol in the gas is traction for moisture. So store your boat empty.
Empty.
As most as you can.
It's funny you say that because we were always told to keep it
full.
Well, that because there wasn't ethanol back then, and you were worried about condensation.
Oh.
Now there's ethanol, and that's more of a concern than the condensation was.
Interesting. So ethanol attracts condensation?
It attracts moisture.
And so one of the things that I've used since, you know, I've lived in East County for 9 years now. When I moved to East County, I started using the Yamaha fuel additive. And I have used that from that point on and never had an issue.
And that helps combat the ethanol?
It has to.
It's a stabilizer.
Yeah, it has to help because...
And then there's, you know, a ring-free product that helps on the carbon side of things. All engineered specifically for these marine engines.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, but that's good tip. Store empty.
Store empty.
Yeah, if you're going to leave your boat sitting for a while.
Yeah.
Which you shouldn't anyway.
Right?
Yeah.
You should be out fishing.
Yeah. Like Scott Sherman. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, morning, guys. Love listening to the discussion on Parkers, but I haven't heard you mention the 2510 much, and I really love mine. That's a great boat.
Yeah. Some guys got them down here in San Diego, I know. Yeah, those are great boats. Scott, you got a great boat.
I love
that platform. I don't know why others, it's not as popular as the others. It should be.
And you can walk around, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's really cool about it. Yeah.
Well, and it's so versatile. I mean, you know, last Saturday was out plugging the boat with Yellowtail. Last night, was on the boat with some friends barbecuing over in Glorieta Bay and watching the sunset. So, I mean, it can do just about whatever you need to do, and it's incredibly dependable, and it's a good ride. So, I mean,
and what do you have on there for power, Sherm?
I've got dual 200 Yamahas.
And what kind of fuel economy you get with that?
You know, when I'm cruising, you know, I'm doing about 1.6 or so, 1.7 if I dial it in, and depending on how much ice and how many giant chubby fishermen are on the boat.
Yeah. It's all weight sensitive, you know, in the smaller skiff stuff.
Yeah.
It really
doesn't matter whether it's a big boat or a smaller boat. It's all weight sensitive, right? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's incredibly dependable. On just to give you an idea, the Bloody Duck Yellowtail shootout, we went to Clemente overnight, fished there in the morning, and then went all the way south to the Hidden Bank to fish for tuna and made it back to the islands and back in time for weigh-in. And, still had plenty of gas to spare. So, I mean, it was a good day.
That's a lot of running there.
That's a long trip. But,
yeah, for sure.
They can do it.
Yep, indeed. Hey, Scott, we're looking forward to having you right here in the fan studios tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., talk insurance and talking Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and, of course, fishing, right?
Absolutely. Whatever you want to talk about, brother.
All right. It's just you and me tomorrow, so we're going to have some fun, and it's going to be great. 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, Scott Sherman. We'll have some fun right here on the fan. Thanks a lot, Scott, for the call. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Very much. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Let's do it, Pete. Doing so, let's talk to Jim. Jim's calling from Oceanside this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Hi, Kevin. How are you doing?
Very good. Very good.
Kevin, I'm wondering if Parker's going to start putting inboard outboards back in the boats, in the bigger boats.
I seriously doubt it. That was a phase that most manufacturers went through because there wasn't the option of higher horsepower outboards. And, you know, they pretty much found the answer in the outboards. And if anything, the trend is to go to bigger outboards on the boats, even the bigger boats. Now you're seeing these, you know, 30-foot boats and 40-foot boats with outboards. And some of the manufacturers are retooling their, you know, line, like I think Regal was a couple years ago, where they were retooling their molds to accept outboards instead of twin IOs that they were putting in. So.
Well, they just the IO part of it is such a maintenance issue. Yeah. And especially if you leave the boat in the water.
Very expensive.
And with outboards, you pull them up and everything's out of the water.
Yeah. And it's only making one right angle turn. And IOs are making two. Just a maintenance
A mechanical issue and an expensive one. It's not an inexpensive deal dealing with inboard outboard.
Indeed. Hey, Jim, hope that answers your question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Let's talk to John. John called from Mira Mesa this morning. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was just wondering how many models you have. Which one is your top seller?
Top seller by far and away is that 2320, the Pilot House version.
Great boat.
It's just the right size for what we do out here on
right
the West
price,
Coast.
Everything.
Yeah. And then the 2520 is the next one, which is the big brother to it, which is a foot wider and just a couple feet longer, but it's more massive. It's a real difference when you step on the two.
It's a big boat.
The 25 is a big boat, but the 23 is the most popular one. And there was another question in that. What models?
Well, just a lineup of models.
Yeah, there's center consoles. There's five or six center consoles we have from 18 feet to 28 feet. And then also in that lineup is the Pilot House versions, which go from 21 feet to 28 feet. And then there's a couple of the walk-arounds, the 25 and the 28, which are the walk-arounds that we were just talking to Scott Sherman about, his 2510. And then they have a bay boat lineup that they have changed over the years, and I think there's only two or three offerings in that bay boat lineup. And I believe there's a new model of that coming out this year, but I haven't seen any, you know, information, just word of mouth.
Interesting. I mean, an inshore thing is so popular, and a lot of the guys have had Skeeters and Rangers and that style of bay boat. And let me tell you what happens. Not so much with the Ranger, but the older versions and the Skeeters, the newer ones even, they split open. Like the fiberglass scene. Yes.
What?
The fiberglass scene lets loose in the bow, and the things literally like peel apart like a
banana.
Because
they're made for a lake, right?
That's exactly it. Yeah. They're making it's a lake, you know, boat being made for the ocean, and there's a lot of issues that go on. And that Parker, the bay boat, is so stable, and it's just so solid, and
put a lot of glass in it.
It's built for commercial use.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
all of them are.
Yes.
I'm all. Have you ever had one split open?
No.
No.
Right.
And they have a lifetime hull warranty too, right?
It's a 10-year.
10-year warranty.
Yeah, 10-year.
But have you ever had any issues beyond 10 years?
No.
Yeah. It's just. Not that it was fixable.
We've had a couple. We've had to, you know, repair that were dropped on the launch ramp.
But, oh, okay. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, that's for a whole other story.
That could happen there. Hey, John, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. And we're going to be right back with Kevin Kelly on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Tired of asking your smart speaker for the time? How about using it to listen to the best sports talk in town? Just say, play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We've had a fun 2 hours with Kevin Kelly in studio. And,
yeah, indeed.
Oh, man, talking Parkers and Yamaha and all the good stuff. And today's winner for the full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing is Pete. Pete from Canyon Lake.
Oh, yeah. No. Pete from Canyon Lake won.
From Canyon Lake.
I look forward to going to fishing with Parker.
Right.
Now, I'll tell you what. We just set this up. Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours has the Lake El Salto trip January 10th through January 14th, and just added as the co-host of the trip,
Mr. Corey Sandin
himself. I look forward to it.
Yeah, so
Corey, there's open spots?
Yeah, there's open spots on it. It's a great deal. It's down to Billy Chapman Senior's Resort, which is we have the whole resort to ourselves. They do such a great job down there. And of course, you'll be with Corey. It's $18.25, which is a great
deal. It's a great deal.
Yeah. You get 3.5 days of fishing.
Beautiful.
That includes all your accommodations, all your food, cocktails, and also you get that round trip transfer from Culiacan to or Mazatlan, either one, yeah. Whatever way you want to fly in. But flying into Culiacan is very inexpensive.
Beautiful. Yeah. Inexpensive. It's easy, you know, if
and
you're not flying Alaska. Alaska
and
goes to, I believe, Mazatlan.
Yes, and you could fly Alaska out of L.A. if you wanted to, too. But you want to go with Corey. There's spots available. It's limited to 16 people. So you better book with Cast Tours. 800-593-6510, casttours.com. And go with Corey and Cast, man.
Join us.
To Lake El Salto.
We'll have a great time.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure. Kevin Kelly. Always a great time having you here and in our new studios, along with Lucy here, too. And thank you for doing such a great job and representing such an incredible boat, Parker Boats and Yamaha Outboards.
Oh, thanks for having me. I thoroughly enjoy it all the time.
Yeah, and, of course, there's a lot of our listeners out there fishing Parker Boats and more to come.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. If somebody wants to be a Parker Boat owner, Yamaha Outboard owner, Repower, how do we find you?
You can find us on our website at westcoastmarine.com or give me a call. My cell phone number, 949-735-5759. And
San Diego, you know, location on Marina?
We're in San Diego on Marina Boulevard and also up in Costa Mesa on Newport Boulevard right down the street from Hoag Hospital. So we got two spots. Both are service centers, and both have Parker Boats on the lot.
And you got there the you wizard.
Go. Thank
you. The wizard, that's Bob Aronson.
Bob Aronson, right here. Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you very much, Kevin, and thanks for representing such a great line of boats and motors there. And thank you for listening today. Thanks a lot to Brian, and thanks a lot to Adam for all that they do. And we'll be back 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning with Scott Sherman from Snap Insurance right back here on The Fan.